chant in New York was, "We don't need him. We don't need him." Well, guess what? You might need someone like that as an empty net goal by Kemp will send the Islanders to the golf course.
I mean, not a bad place to be, all things considered. I love spending time on the golf course. But you know what I love just a little bit more than that? Two things, Gord Stellick. Leafs wins and the Leafs in the playoffs, of course. Both of those things happening. Well, Leafs haven't got to the playoffs yet, but they've already locked up their spot, and they pick up an important 2 points tonight. You know, Gord, I think the thing we keep coming to with this game, or with all of these games down the stretch, with the Leafs home and cooled, and yeah, you want home ice, and yeah, you want to be, you know, building momentum heading into the playoffs, but a game against the Islanders, it's, you know, all things considered, what can you take out of it? And I think, especially in that third period, man, you get the 5-on-3 and you have all those crazy scrums around the front of the net, and then the Islanders are pushing back the other way. You need Campbell making big saves. Playoff games are going to feel like that late. You know, the Islanders, not a playoff team this year, but that third period definitely felt like a playoff-like test.
Yeah, it really did. Really did. It's funny, we don't think about John Tavares playing his old team anymore. I know that's still more prevalent there than here, but still, that used to be a storyline. And and we like Joe Bowen calls as well. And it isn't the happiest guy was not David Kemp to get the empty net goal. It was Ilya Mikheyev. Because
yes.
He missed a pass empty. He could have had a very selfish play. He had Mitch Marner wide open, right? And what if the Islanders could? I love the way Mikheyev's played too, by the way. But anyway, the Islanders could have come back and tied it. Instead, Leaf win, building, rocking again. You know, home ice advantage is what you play for all season. Looks like they're going to have it in the playoffs. And it's funny, that word culture. Mm-hmm. And it's an overused word, and you can't just you can't just go in and be in a bull in a china shop and demand it. It has to happen organically. And ever since that turnaround game in Chicago, that word culture, and it really came from within. I really think it's the players deserve the credit about grasping that, and Sheldon Keefe as well. And you got a sense of it tonight. It's a good game.
Oh, you absolutely did. And this is, maybe there's been others, but three straight games now that you're just leaving. And, yeah, it helps that the Leafs win all three of them, but you're sitting here going, just an awesome night, a fun night. You know, okay, one of them was on the road in Ottawa, but just an awesome night again at Scotiabank Arena, seeing big goals. The building is rocking. And, you know, Gord, we felt it early on. This was a crowd that wanted to get excited. And, you know, even when the game wasn't giving you much of that in the first period, there were go Leafs go chance. They were popping for anything that would happen. And then in the third period, the game kind of gave it that momentum, and the crowd picked it right back up. And, you know, that's the type of crowd we always want to see here. And, you know, they don't always get the credit. Again, it's a fan base that sometimes gets dumped on for, oh, it's sleepy in here, it's quiet. Not tonight and not this year. It really does. We always talk about, oh, this group of players feels different. It's the same group of fans, but it feels different in here, Gord. It's not the, you know, until it happens, I guess there's going to be some segment of people waiting for the bad thing to happen. But late in this game, it didn't feel like a building going, oh, man, one's going to squeak through. It went, Jack Campbell's playing great, and the Leafs are going to get the empty netter. And that's exactly what happened. And I have to pick up on what you said about Mikheyev there, because it is so true. He had Marner wide open. Now, the one thing I will say is Ilya Mikheyev, and I love everything you've got out of him this year. He might be the most tunnel vision Leaf there is. The second he gets a step, nose to the net, there might as well not be anybody.
Well, you better
else
go
out
with
there.
That tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's gonna go with that. Oh, I didn't see you, Mitchie. Didn't see you. But man, what a game from him and Marner again. You know, he's got the most points in the NHL going back to let's be honest, kind of an arbitrary date in January, but he's been incredible for all of 2022, and him looking the way he did, you know, you never say he's a creation of Austin Matthews or anything like that, but when you're used to playing with a guy like that, you look a little different without him. And I didn't think Marner did at all tonight. He was just his normal spectacular self.
Well, he was, but I want to go back to about the fans at the end, because this was Jack Campbell playing like the Jack Campbell October, November, December, or whenever it started, like that. This is the best game since he was injured, and that was a good part to see. That was the most, you know, relieving part if you're a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, was this sense about getting good enough goaltending to win, but also this was excellent goaltending. This was excellent enough goaltending to make a difference in a game, to steal a game, just to, and that's why the crowd was jacked and making the Soupy chance. It's funny, the three stars
they were
now,
jacked for Jack.
Yeah, they but also the three stars now, it's anyway, whatever. They do it to placate the home crowd. There's no way all three stars should be Toronto Maple Leafs. They are every time they win. And I guess what the heck, because the visiting team doesn't care to skate on the ice anyway.
You're just trying to take Michael Bunting's third star away from
Yeah, he's the guy that should have lost it. But it's just indicative. Like, the Leafs had an incredible dominating period in the third period. It all started with a two-man advantage, which is not a bad way to dominate a game. So starting with a two-man advantage. And then at the end of the game, boy, the New York Islanders, they were just killing it. They were just killing it. They, you know, and give them credit. And that's why Jack Campbell had to make all the saves, because they were just Noah Dobson. That's been one of these emerging players this year. What he did on D, holding it in, very, very impressive.
Yeah, this Islanders team. We talked about it. They've been to the Final Four, you know, a handful of the last years here. This is a group that has, quite honestly, outperformed their talent. You talk about culture, they might be the poster boys for it in the NHL, and I know it hasn't worked this year because of all the stuff we highlighted in the pregame show, but that's exactly it. And, you know, I don't know if it's possible, but it felt like both goalies stole games. It felt like for a time we were going to be sitting here going, oh, man, Sorokin just killed it on that 5-on-3, and that was the end of that, and the Islanders got the momentum, but Campbell completely answered. And, man, Sorokin, he was incredible. We often talk about the other Russian goalie in New York, Shesterkin, but Sorokin, he was unbelievable tonight. There were just so many chances in that 5-on-3, point-blank saves right on the doorstep, and good looks from Nylander from distance as well. It's just that was that a lot of times when you have a 5-on-3 power play and you don't score, it comes back to bite you. But a lot of times it's because you feel like you lost momentum and you weren't able to get anything going. We've seen it with this team in the past where they stand around and they're a little passive and they pass, look for the perfect shot. And there was a little bit of that, but they were pouncing and they were working their way, making everything in tighter. That was that's how you draw up a 5-on-3. And I know it seems a little weird to say because they didn't score on it at all, but that's exactly how you drew it up.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And so you didn't leave or you didn't watch it angry. They didn't score on a two-man advantage. They did everything they could. Sorokin, when you're watching games, and I like watching a lot of watching a lot of games. So the NHL package, you can get a lot. It's our jobs and, fun part of our jobs.
I know. And us. We have to watch all this hockey.
Well, and you forget when you go to breaks, you don't get to see – you forget about Sorokin. He doesn't go to the bench. He meditates or something. I don't know what he does, but he just – and he's in the way of the ice completely.
Yes.
But he basically goes down into a meditating, stretching position. And it's funny, and the rest gather at the bench, and maybe he thinks timeouts or TV timeouts are overrated. I remember Patrick Waugh used to step over the lines all the time. It's kind of strange that he would go to the bench and do that. They have different superstitions. But the way he's stretching, he must be the most limber goaltender going Sorokin, because he devotes a lot of time to it.
Yeah, he's basically in the splits for the entirety of the commercial break, and I don't want to be in the splits for the entirety of 1 second. So good on him there. And it's just funny, you mention it. You know, you've actually done a good job of highlighting this for me when Seattle was here. Grubauer is joining his teammates, doing the flyby on the bench when they score, and then of course Campbell. This will shock no one. During TV timeouts, he is right there in the bench, yucking it up with the boys, because as we know, Jack Campbell loves the fellas and loves to get in there. They love the way he played tonight. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here with you on Leafs Nation postgame, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Leafs pick up a 4-2 win at home tonight over the Islanders. They do it with out Austin Matthews in the lineup. He was banged up in the win in Ottawa on Saturday. The good news is it is considered day-to-day.
For now,
according to Sheldon Keefe.
From Sheldon Keefe.
Yeah, we will see if we dig a little deeper to what exactly that means when we hear from Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe. We'll do that a little later on. But before that, we will step aside and take a quick little break here. Leafs Nation postgame, Brent Gunning and Gord Stellick live from Scotiabank Arena. The Leafs picking up a 4-2 win at home tonight against the Islanders. Keep on listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here at Scotiabank Arena, perched above the ice as the Leafs double up the Islanders. 4-2 is the final. David Kampf nailing things home with the empty netter. not Ilya Mikheyev. Man, I still can't get over that, Gord. I don't know many guys you look off, although I said Mikheyev. I don't think it was an omission. It was just you didn't see him, and at least that's the story I would be sticking to if I was Ilya Mikheyev there. I want to pick up on something you mentioned in the second intermission, Gord, is just you go up and down the lineup here. Is there a single guy who's disappointed, especially in the forward core? You know, the blue liners have, you know, there's been guys not in the doghouse, but kind of circling it at times this year. It feels like up front, you know, I know Nylander's had his game or two where he's the whipping boy, but you look at it, career high in goals, you're not going to sneeze at that. It's just up and down the lineup. I don't know that there's a guy that's underwhelmed from, you know, when you're looking at the forwards.
Yeah, you look at the numbers, like Pierre Engvall jumped at it. Yeah, Alexander Kerfoot hit the 50-point mark for the first time in his career, and on and on and on and on. Maybe Jason Spezza to a small degree. I mean, probably he gets hurt by the fact that he overachieved the last couple of years. That really this is more the type of role that you don't expect a lot of points from, kind of filling in. And we know he's heading for a milestone, so you'd love to see that. But everyone else, you kind of look and you go, wow, that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points. Like Michael Bunting, you never knew. You know,
never.
So we know that's been a lot of points since he started fitting in. Marner, Matthews, you expected. You know, Tavares is kind of a funny one because it's quieter, but he's going to get 80 points, right? You know, and on and on and on it goes. Now, again, to keep going back to the playoffs all the time, because we go back to the playoffs all the time, it's an empty feeling to have that great offensive season, all those points, and not have a good playoff again. So anyway, we cross that bridge when we come to it, but you keep looking, points, and that's great. To me, I read into it depth, and that's the upside that, you know, again, to go back to the playoffs, the last two, it's not just the big lines that wasn't doing it, nobody else was. So hopefully it can get a little bit more balanced that way.
Well, and something I'll say about Bunting is that it's very easy to sit there and look, this is a guy who had played, you know, 20-some-odd NHL games before this year. He's riding shotgun with two guys having the best seasons in the NHL this year, potentially, in Marner and Matthews. And you say, oh, yeah, okay, well, of course he's putting up points. But he looks great tonight playing not with those guys. And, yeah, I know his assist, or one of them anyways, comes on a Mitch Marner goal there. But I think that's maybe the most encouraging thing, and I know it's one night. You don't want to turn it into a whole sample size here, but I think the fact that that Michael Bunting was able to do that without playing with Mitch Marner definitely benefits him and benefits the team. Let's hear from Mitch Marner.
A new franchise record for wins and points this regular season. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction. You know, we want to just try and do the best we can every year, and to do a new record is a great accomplishment. I was just saying that, you know, we just want to make sure we try and get as many points as we can going into the playoffs here and get ourselves in the best position we can.
How can you use that second place pitch in the home ice?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get first, obviously. We got points. We got a lot of games here left to be played, so we got to make sure we just come ready to every game, and, you know, we want every points we can get, like every team. So we're just trying to climb up that leaderboard as much as we can and be ready for whatever comes.
This is good playoff prep, playing even teams out of the playoffs are giving you a good fight every second night, it seems, back-to-back this week and then every second night next week. You guys go on the road.
Yeah, we've got to be ready for any team. They're ready to play us every single night, so we got to make sure we're doing the same.
What do you make of skating with Ilya? I'm not sure how much you've skated with him on the line before.
Yeah, we had a little bit of time a couple years ago. You know, thought we had some plays that were good, some plays that were, you know, chemistry's a little off, but that's just kind of what happens when you don't play with a guy for that long. Thought we did make some good plays. We had some good chances, and we had some good looks.
Were you surprised that Austin wasn't in the lineup tonight, or could he sense he was playing through something last night?
Yeah, I mean, talk to him all the time. He's on the bench beside me mostly all the time. So, you know, I knew something, but didn't know what. But obviously he's a big part of our team, and just want to make sure he's ready to go for whatever comes.
What's it say about the fact that you guys have won 5 of the 6 games he's missed this season?
Yeah, I was just saying to Sean that, you know, we've had a lot of guys miss a lot of games this year, including myself, and guys have stepped up, played a bigger role, and we've won a lot of big games. So something that we always talk about is just stepping up and taking on more of a kind of, I guess, spotlight, and guys have thrived in it.
What's going through your mind when Barzal is grabbing you from the bench there?
Yeah. I mean, I was just saying that me and him have played a lot against each other, played with each other a couple times. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a competitor out there. It's fun to watch, fun to play against him, and it's a pretty funny moment.
William Nylander is, you know,
he's achieved career high points, matches, goals. What sort of growth have you seen from him this season?
Just competitiveness on pucks, being hungry around that net. You know, when he brings it, he's one of the best players in the NHL. So it's a treat to watch. It's been a lot of fun throughout our years here, just trying to get better, trying to work each other. And I thought, you know, he's done a great job this year in whatever role he's put in.
Mitch Marner kind of underselling the year he had with John Tavares. Yeah, we played together. We made some plays. Yeah, he scored 47 goals his first year as a Leaf when he was riding shotgun with you. Obviously, you know, look, Marner doesn't dislike playing with Tavares, but he would like the best line in hockey to be back playing together, and you need Auston Matthews in the fold to be doing that. Leafs all time without Auston Matthews, and this is courtesy our stats guru, Steve Fallon, and the SN Stats crew. 28-14-2. They are scoring basically a goal per game more, and the power play is clipping along at 30%. Look, I'm not telling you the Leafs are better without Auston Matthews. I would never, ever do that, but I think it says something about this team that they can answer the call and kind of step up when he's not able to go, like tonight.
That's been out there for a while because each time he gets hurt, mm-hmm. so it's one of those stats that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
It goes back to, I keep going back to about Matt Sundin when he got hurt in the playoffs when the Leafs made it to the Final Four.
That's right.
And they said, against Carolina, don't bring him back. Well, no, you got it. So I'll go with you, Brent, that others rising to the challenge is what's been positive about. Because, what, you're supposed to trade Auston Matthews now based upon that. So good on the team rising when Auston Matthews is out of the lineup like they did tonight.
Yeah, he was out of the lineup tonight, and who knows? Hopefully back very, very soon. The first star of the game, according to Scotiabank Arena Game Ops here, was William Nylander. Let's hear from him.
William Mallett was just saying that if that's what you meant to do, lifting the Pulock stick there in the neutral zone to get him the puck perfectly like that for the goal that Engvall scored, and that's a heck of a play. Is that how you saw it?
Like, I saw him coming, but, like, that it would end up, like, perfectly like that is obviously not, like, on purpose. But, like, that was intention to get the puck to go through because I couldn't do anything if I got the puck. So, but, yeah, that it worked out that perfectly was obviously not on purpose.
New franchise records for wins and points. What's it mean to you?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, we put in a lot of work this season over the summer, and it's nice to see some results. But, I mean, in the end, that's not the big result that we want.
What do you think it does for the team to be on a heater like this going into the playoffs? I mean, there's still games to be had here, but it feels like you guys are hitting your stride at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, we got some games against two big teams or a couple big teams coming up here, which I think will be a huge test for us going into the playoffs and could give us a lot of confidence going in to postseason.
Mitch has matched his career high in points. Despite missing a few games there, what stands out to you the most about the season he's been put together, especially since he came back January 15th from COVID?
Yeah, I mean, he's been incredible. He's been unstoppable. I mean, both PK, 5-on-5, power play, like, incredible player, and it's just fun to see. And, I mean, obviously the connection him and Auston have, they score some beautiful goals. So they've been doing an unbelievable job this year.
What does it mean for you, Willie, to get within one goal in all your career high?
I didn't know that. I thought I had more goals. but yeah, that's good to know. I mean, it's something that you would like to beat, but I mean, in the end, you're just getting ready for playoffs. So, it's my job scoring goals. So hopefully I can score some more.
Well, I'm past your point total. So
yeah.
How many goals do you think you had?
I don't know. I thought I had 34 for some reason. I don't know why.
What did you see on the play?
Yeah, I mean, I just saw John get the puck, and I knew it was coming to me, and I just felt like it was a play where I could go 5-all, get the goalie moving across a little bit laterally, and I mean, that I've scored some goals like that, so I just felt like that was the right play at that time.
How important is to win a game without Auston and win the last two without Jake?
Yeah, obviously, it's good for our team to build off of that. And, I mean, we know how much more the lad when they come back. So I think it's great for the guys that were playing tonight and previous nights. And, I mean, know that we have a deep lineup.
To beat a big body team like the Islanders this time of year, kind of hockey you might see in the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. I mean, playoffs is going to be physical. I mean, I think it'll be more physical than what it was tonight. But I think it's good to get some practice like that, but it's going to be way more physical than tonight, I think.
Speaking of big bodies, this could be the last time you face Zdeno Chara. Never know with him, but what will you remember about going up against him?
Yeah, I mean, just how big he is and how steady he is out there defensively. And, I mean, shutting guys down. And obviously his size is he's huge. So, but, yeah, I mean, he's been an unbelievable player. And, I mean, Hall of Fame career, obviously. Yeah, I don't think you'll see many of him come around.
You had some new line mates tonight. Is there any sort of adjustment period that comes with that?
No, I mean, I think I played with Kerf before, and obviously me and Pierre have been buzzing along here for the past couple of games. So, I mean, Jell has been putting me out there with different lines, and I think we've been able to connect on all lines I've played with. So, I think it's been pretty good.
Wayne, can you talk about Pierre? I may not get as many goals as the top line, but he's certainly become a very big part of the team, building block team, a solid player.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually talking to him, I think it was before last game. Where were we last night? Ottawa. Yeah, we were in dinner at Ottawa, and I said, like, it's just so nice to see the way you've grown as a player coming in from last season, and I mean, the way you've excelled as a player this year. And obviously being a Swede, you want to take care of the Swedes Swedes around you. And I mean, I've just been proud to see the way he's grown, and I mean, he's showing different aspects every night and getting better every night. So, I mean, he's great on the PK, forecheck, and winning pucks back, and obviously scores goals. So, yeah, he's been huge for us.
Thanks, the ever chill William Nylander. You know, sometimes people get on him because it seems like he doesn't care. He's too laid back, man. You listen to that post game. Where were we last night? I don't know. We went in. We
thought
took two points.
Goals.
We came home. The reason he thought he had scored 34 is because 34 is the goal scoring number here. Of course, Austin Matthews, man, absolutely loved that post game from Nylander. And again, you know, sometimes that ho-hum attitude, you hate to see it if it's not going the way you want. But when it's going like this for him right now, man, that was a very, very fun post game from William Nylander. Loved hearing from him. Going to hear from some more of the Leafs. Going to hear from Gord Stellick as well. But we've got plenty more to do here on Leaf Station post game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Keep on listening here. It is Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here, perched above the ice at Scotiabank Arena. Leafs picking up 2 points after a 4-2 win at home against the Islanders tonight. A big, big part of those 2 points were the goaltender, Jack Campbell. Let's hear from Soupy.
Jack, the new franchise record for wins and points, what's it mean to you to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's special. We got a great group in here. You know, coach's done a great job leading the way, and I think all the boys are really growing together and special year, and we just want to keep getting better. And obviously, most fun time of the year is coming up.
Alex was just telling us he sought you out after the flicky play and the puck goes in. What's that mean to you to hear a guy, you know, come up to you during the game and say, you know, that's on me?
Oh, he's such a world-class teammate and a player. He's been playing amazing. And I mean, he was in a perfect spot defensively. I thought I messed it up with my paddle, so I'll take blame for that one. But no, he's such a great two-way player, makes so many outstanding plays, both sides of the rink, so lucky to have him.
How do you feel tonight in that?
Felt really good. Just, you know, those guys, they do a great job at, you know, getting layers of traffic and just finding, you know, trying to find the shooting lanes. And our D and forwards did a great job of, you know, helping me out, boxing guys out. And it was just a great team effort tonight.
You're a guy, you've been hard on yourself in the past. I'm curious your perspective on a guy like William Nylander, who it just seems like nothing can get to him.
Yeah, I mean, you can. For me personally, I learned a lot from Will, and you know, he's got a great demeanor and just kind of rolls and goes out. You know, so passionate about the game, and obviously he's been a superstar for us. So we just want him to keep going.
How would you describe the impact he makes for this team? He's now matched his career high goals. Already has a new career high points. How would you describe his importance to the group?
Oh man, I just think the sky's the limit for Willie. He's so talented. He, you know, just such a great teammate, and you know, he's playing as good as I've seen him play, and it's just so dangerous when for the other team when he's out there. And just love having him as a teammate, and obviously he scores a ton for us, so it's a nice treat.
As a goalie, you're back there, you're seeing the play unfold in front of you. How do you find the team plays differently without Austin close
to it? Well, I mean, it's hard to replace an Austin. I don't know if you can. I mean, no discredit to anybody else, but he does so many world-class things, and you know, he just means so much to our dressing room on the ice and off the ice. And but man, what a great opportunity it was for everybody to step up without him tonight. And I thought everybody battled super hard and got a big win.
What do you think it says about the group that you've been able to win 5 or 6 games, but Austin is next?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think we more remember when he's in the lineup and how amazing he is, but we'll take it, and hopefully he's healthy.
Thanks, Dasha.
There is Leafs goaltender Jack Campbell. Yeah, I'd say that's as good a juxtaposition personality-wise as you could possibly have. What can you take from William Nylander? I don't know. We're complete opposites, basically, is what Campbell said there. I mean, it's great to hear, and, you know, you can have laughs like this as a team after you pick up a big win. And, Gord, we always like to talk about what's going on.
That was my fake laugh. Sorry, I got a better laugh. Okay. I got a real laugh.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you a funny joke at one point in time this year, and maybe we'll all get to hear it. You know, we know Jim Ralph's always and Joe Bowen are always cracking you up, so maybe one day I'll be able to make you laugh as well. We wanted to touch on this linesman, Scott Cherry, 1,000th game in his NHL career. We're sitting here, we're wondering, there's about, I don't know, I'm terrible at guessing numbers. Felt like there's like 100 people on the ice post-game here, and he's getting his family picture. So good on him. It's not often that I'm saying something nice about an official. So 1,000 games in the NHL, I could do that. Good job for Scott Cherry.
This was really well done. Like last night was Brad Meier's last game, and Calgary-San Jose game, and it was kind of neat. The players all shook his hand at the end, but he's retiring. Mm-hmm. And when you ref your last game or be a linesman, you get to pick where and who your three partners are. Now, this case, it's acknowledgement of a milestone. I was kind of surprised because I thought Scott Cherry, he's the guy that goes in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and goes deep in the playoffs, and I think he still will. So this is kind of neat. He's a local guy, and they did it. I don't think I've really seen it that way. The team's being involved in John Tavares, yeah. and Anders Lee, you know, presenting him with autographed jerseys. So, yes, post-game they got the ultimate class reunion or family reunion type picture, didn't they, on center ice? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, they did. Now, I will say I saw a family of four dressed up all as officials, and it probably should have clicked for me that's why they were here, and of course they were on the ice taking that picture. So kudos to Scott Cherry on 1,000 games, and well, I'm not going to say 1,000 more, but at least a few more good ones, including into the playoffs. And kudos to the Leafs. They pick up a 4-2 win at home tonight. Gord Stellick and Brent Gunning here on Leafs Nation postgame. We will continue to wrap it up. Keep on listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Leafs Nation postgame here. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick alongside me, breaking down a 4-2 win at home for the Leafs. David Kampf sealing things with the empty netter. Alex Kerfoot making a tremendous, tremendous play on Pierre Engvall, scoring the, I believe, second goal of the evening. Let's hear from Alex Kerfoot.
Alex, the team has established the franchise records for wins and points. What's that mean to you?
It's pretty cool. I mean, this organization's been around for a long time, so just speaks to what we've done this year and the hard work we've put into it. Obviously, we've got much bigger aspirations ahead of ourselves, but this is a good step for us, and it's a nice accomplishment to be a part of.
What's it about this group, Alex? It's allowed it to get the 50 wins on 106 points, do you think?
I mean, I think that there's been very little complacency in our group. I think that we've gone... I don't know, we got off to a tough start beginning of the year. Lots of things were being said outside of the room, inside of the room, and where we've come from or coming from there to where we're at right now speaks a lot. It's a long season. It's a grind to win a lot of games in this league. There's lots of good teams. So it's a really cool thing to be a part of, like I said, but we've got bigger and better things ahead of ourselves.
To win a game against a big body team like the Islanders, how important is that this time of year? It's kind of hard to see in the playoffs.
Yeah, we're comfortable playing against anyone. I mean, we've played against every team in the league so far this year. We've no one's scaring us out there or anything like that. So it's fun getting into those games, feeling the physicality, getting ready for playoffs like that. But yeah, we're confident in ourselves, and we're confident that we can go up against anybody.
You mentioned the noise that, you know, can circle around here, mm-hmm. around the team. Did that galvanize the group, do you feel like, especially at the start of the year?
Yeah, I think it can do one of two things to a group. It can either tear things apart or it can bring you together. And I think that our play on the ice has really spoken for how we've responded to it. And like I said, it really means nothing if we don't accomplish anything in the playoffs, but it is a grind through this regular season to win games. And we've been doing that on a pretty consistent basis.
We've all a couple, one weird goal. And then the other, you scored on what was happening on both roads.
Yeah, it was just bad play on my part, bit of an unfortunate bounce. I was trying to just puck popped out in front of the net and I was trying to just clear it quickly. Bailey had a good stick. I think he got my stick or he got a piece of the puck, but ricocheted the other way. And obviously that's a bad play by me. Soup can do nothing about that and goes in the back of the net, but you can't do much about it once it's done. You just move on. And then that breakout was a good play by Halsey skating it. Willie obviously takes away that demon, is able to get in his way, so the puck squirts free, and then Pierre's driving back door, and it's just a 2-on-1 that we executed on.
The game without Boston, you guys had to move people around to get that, but that worked out tonight?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be injuries. Every team deals with them throughout the year, and we've played with a bunch of different guys out throughout the course of the year, and we've really moved forward. You're not going to be able to replace Austin. He's, if not the best player in the league, one of them. And so no one's going to replace that, but we did it as a group and we found a way to get 2 points.
Looked like you and Jack spoke at a commercial timeout shortly after that goal went in. Is something you initiate, he goes up to you? Or?
Yeah, I just said, I'm sorry. I mean, if you put a puck in your own net, it's not a good feeling. And especially a guy like that who's so competitive and never wants to get beat, it's obviously all on me. So I was just letting him know that I owe him one.
He might tell us he shouldn't make a save.
Yeah, I think you can probably watch the replay. It's a tough one. You can't be expecting your own guy to shoot it in the back of the net.
You mentioned the play William made in the neutral zone.
Yeah.
It's a real subtle play, mm-hmm. but does it speak to his hockey IQ? Like, how would you describe his ability to see the game?
You can ask him if he saw it or not. I don't know. So if he saw that and he's lifting the stick, it's a great play. We talk about that all the time, right? Like, you're getting out into the neutral zone, and if you just want the puck to get advanced in those scenarios, it's hard to make a play like that. So if he sees me coming and he makes a stick lift or he gets in the way and knows that it's coming to me, that's a great play by him. Or if he's just getting in the way and allowing the puck to advance, it's still a good play. Obviously, it ends up in my stick. So if he was meaning to do that, then that's a heck of a play.
Yeah, thanks, right, Adam.
William Nylander's Mario Lemieux-esque non-pass, the talk of postgame here. And Willie said, yeah, I mean, I meant to not touch it. I didn't know what was gonna happen there. And I will say one other thing from Alex Kerfoot. You better be careful apologizing to Jack Campbell. You're going to be there all day because he's going to start apologizing to you for have to apologize to him. It's again, a sign that everybody's laughing about it. Everybody's having fun after a 4-2 win at home against the Islanders.
He was apologizing so much that I thought we were playing Jack Campbell again for a second. I thought, okay, just I think we got to cue it up again. Anyway, that's everyone appreciates great goaltending, appreciates winning. I like Kerfoot as an addition. You know, just those, you know, Tyson Barrie never got going here. Kerfoot really, the whole Mike Babcock start and a bit of a knock. It's not a knock against him. It's just you think of the cap number. It's a relatively high cap number considering his role, but he's had a bigger role and great two-way hockey and more offense this year.
Yeah, you think of two things. You think of the cap hit and you think of Kadri, of course, right? He's never going to live up to being Nazem Kadri, both in terms of production and in terms of what he meant to this fan base. But, I think back to the playoffs last year. We're in a ton of bright spots, but Kerfoot showed a lot of jam, a lot of bite, and if he can have the production he has and kind of carry that style of play through to the playoffs, that is going to bode really, really well. I do want to set up the week coming up for the Leafs here, but we got to talk about a member of our Sportsnet family here. A guy we both have had a chance to interact with plenty over the years. Buck Martinez stepping away from the Blue Jays broadcast to undergo cancer treatment. Of course, our thoughts are absolutely with Buck. I know he's a guy who has made a ton of time for me over the years, and I'm sure you've had tons of interactions with him. So I just wanted to get that in here. You know, it's a whole Toronto sports family, and everybody here is thinking of you, Buck.
And Dan Shulman had a nice tweet out. And yesterday I'm watching Dan and Buck, and I'm loving it. I'm just saying, this is great. I'm really pumped about the Jays. Dan Shulman was a day-oneer at the Fan.
That's
that
right.
We all knew really, really well. Buck started doing fan stuff while working with the Jays. They had a setup
right.
in the – that's how times were different, but he was ahead of the curve thinking about his broadcast career. So he's been great about, you know, professionally to all of us. We don't get to deal with him much personally, but he's always been fabulous personally. So that, yeah, that was really shocking news to hear, but you're right. We wish him all the best, and he wants to – he's looking forward to being back for the playoff drive. So we'll leave it to Buck to get himself back here for the playoff drive. We wish him all the best.
We would absolutely love to hear get up ball a couple times from Buck Martinez. So our thoughts are going out to you there. And for the Leafs, six games left in the regular season, three of them coming up this week, Tuesday against the Flyers, Thursday against the Lightning, Saturday against the Panthers. I think you want to get Schalgren in one of those games, Gord?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, you do. Yeah, but I mean, this was the best game I've seen Jack Campbell play since he got hurt. So that's an up thing. And he did have to rest and miss one game. And now it's Austin Matthews tonight, who hopefully it's just one game, but you can do that a lot more fluidly when you're not in a playoff race.
Yeah, that's right. And hey, if he does need one more game off, the Leafs handled themselves just fine against the Flyers. And man, the last time those two teams played, the Leafs brought their C game to Philly, and it was more than enough to kind of scratch out. You don't want to be bringing your C game anytime when you only have six games left until the playoffs, but it is going to be a fun push. The only non-playoff teams they're playing the rest of the way are the Flyers on Tuesday, and then the Red Wings a couple of Tuesdays from now, April 26th. So it is, again, just to finish up the regular season here, it is Flyers, Lightning, Panthers, Capitals, Red Wings, and then the regular season ends Friday, April 29th. At home against Boston. Man, what a way to set yourself up for the postseason. Gordo, fun night here. Always fun being down at the barn, but a little more fun when the Leafs pick up a win.
It was, and everybody out there, I guess the remnants of Happy Easter, Happy Holidays that have been going on, but a lot of people, I think, gave away their tickets because of holidays, so they were used well. It was a loud crowd tonight, and at first we didn't know what they were going to be treated to, but it ended up being a real entertaining game.
Awesome game tonight. Awesome fun with you. Thanks to everybody back at the station. Our guy here, Andrew Dutchall, and making sure we sound as good as we possibly can. Brent Gunning and Gord Stellick. Leafs are back at it on Tuesday. We'll be back with a post-game pod. Thanks so much for listening to Leafs Nation Postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.